It's Love Month, baby.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampaign.
Pop the glampaign. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show live guest, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
It's Love Month, baby.
Happy Valentine's Day. It's just right around the corner. We are so excited at the Julie Tussey Show. We are celebrating and have dedicated the month of February to be Love Month. Yes, Love Month on the Julie Tussey Show. Can it get any better than this? We're going to talk a little bit with Gwen of Gwen's Fine Jewelers or Jewelry over in Richmond, Kentucky. And then we're going to talk to Loretta, who is a girl that I see in the stores and see her around, and I got to talk to her. You're going to be really surprised by what people think is romantic.
It's Love Month, baby. The Julie Tussey Show, satisfaction guaranteed.
Sitting here like that. There's going to be some actual words, and hopefully that'll get you all relaxed, tingly, and then there's going to be some actual words. I am really excited, but just so you know what you're getting into, I'm going to show you what I've got in store for you. Okay, so here we go. Needed to come a little bit closer for that. Wait a second, let me get a little bit closer.
February is Love Month on the Julie Tussey Show.
So it's Love Month on the Julie Tussey Show. Valentine's Day will be in just a few days. And we are talking about what is the most romantic thing a man can do for a woman. And actually, men don't need as much as women, so we're talking about that. But we'll bring up the subject of what you can do for a man. I made a list of some of the traditional things that you can do for each other for Valentine's Day. You know, you've got your flowers, and you can get her favorite flower. You can get your guy some flowers. Of course, the standard card from the store. How about singing telegrams? That'd be kind of cool. So you can call around and get a singing telegram. You can get them a Rolls Royce or a Lamborghini. That's what the guys would probably want. Now, me, I would want a brand new Cadillac. Let me see. Yeah, probably a brand new Cadillac would do me. I do like sports cars a lot, but I just got a thing for Cadillacs, as you all know. You can also maybe schedule a trip to Paris and go enjoy Paris a little bit. You can also write them a song, okay? You can write a song. You can call us. We'll produce it here at Red Door Studio 23. And you can do something like that. Gary's actually written me a couple of songs. I'm going to ask him to put one in that he wrote called Slow and Easy. You're going to really enjoy that. You can get that on cdbaby.com/JulieTussey2. So you can get that whole album. It's called Big Blonde Baby. It has some great romantic music, and you can slow dance to it during Valentine's Day. But I wanted to talk about what I think are the most romantic gifts and some of the romantic gifts that Gary has gotten me. I think that the most romantic gift that a man can get a woman is something thoughtful, something that they really had to think about. When Gary and I were first together, and he hasn't changed at all, he went out, and for Valentine's Day, he brought me some flowers, and he brought me this envelope that was like fat and hard. It felt like there was weird things inside of it. And so I opened it, and I was very, very surprised by this because we were newlyweds, and I just wasn't used to being treated like this. But I open it up, and there's a beautiful card in it, but also there are all these, they're like little sweethearts that they make, the little ones. Well, they make them big. And it'll say, be mine, and I love you, and it has that on it. But it was big enough, each heart was big enough that he could write on them his own messages. And let me tell you, honey, there were some really good messages in there. And it was awesome. It was just wonderful to receive such a thoughtful gift. And I so appreciated that. So I think for a woman, at least from my view, the most thoughtful gift is the most valuable. I enjoy getting flowers and candy and Rolls Royces and trips to Paris. But the thing I really, really like is when he will write me a card, write me a song. He pays attention to what it is that I either need or want or like. And I try to do that with him too. And it seems to work really well. We've been married going on 21 years now, and we are very, very happy. Life is not perfect, but we work on the romance department. And so Valentine's Day is a great kickoff, but you need to work on it all year. You need to take this, what I'm telling you, if you would take these ideas of being thoughtful and just implement them, it would be very beneficial to your relationship. Another thing that he did that I thought was super, super romantic and made me so happy, and he got all kinds of lovin's, is he knows I like leopard. Of course, this was not quite 20 years ago. Maybe it was the next year that he did this. And he went out and he found a leopard tea set because he knows I like green tea. And he found me this little leopard tea set. And to this day, I have that in my china cabinet. And I'm not much of a china cabinet girl. I have really contemporary things in my china cabinet. But there sits my little leopard tea set with two cups and a teapot. And I treasure that gift. So for me, it's been the thoughtful things that Gary has done that have made me feel so precious and so valuable to him and so treasured and so loved. The other thing that Gary and I have done in our relationship, and this is something that I do for him a lot, but I will, if I have to go on a trip or go anywhere for a day or two, I will always either write him a love letter on the mirror in lipstick, or I will handwrite a card and put it on his pillow with my perfume on it. So there's some ideas for you girls how you can love on your guys. We have mostly a 75% women following on the Julie Tussie Show right now, but I know there's 25% of guys out there listening. And girls, just appreciate that you have someone in your life that loves you. Something you can get for him. Now, I had to really think about this. Not really. I was thinking one of the things that I do and that I think is a great gift for a guy. Of course, you want to give it to him, not in front of his friends and not in front of his family, but I will take a gift bag and I will put a piece of lingerie or a red G-string in it with a card, and I will give that to my husband, and he really, really likes that gift because that is a signal of what is to come for him to be enjoying his Valentine's Day. The other thing I was thinking about is the movie Fried Green, I think it was Fried Green Tomatoes, where the woman came to the door wrapped in saran wrap with a big bow on, and that's all she had on. So go get you some saran wrap and a great big bow, and you're done. You're done. I think it's pretty easy to get gifts for guys. Some men do like to get flowers. I like to pay attention to what it is that Gary's actually wanting. It's usually music related, and so I will get something like that. But hey, it's Valentine's Day, so you want to take time to really show them how much you love them. You want to take time to be thoughtful with your gift.
February is Love Month on the Julie Tussie Show. The Love Doctor is in. Thank you.
slow and easy when you take me down. Slow and easy. Slow and easy when you take me down. Slow and easy. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. If there were, I'd still choose you. Slow and easy when you take me down. Slow and easy. Slow and easy when you take me down. Slow and easy. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. Laying around, dreaming with you.
Okay, guys, so I've been going around town all day today. It's errand day. And I was getting Chinese, and I looked over, and what did I see but Gwen's Fine Jewelers? Well, I happen to follow Gwen on Facebook, and she's amazing and has beautiful things. So you know what? Of all the places in Richmond that I can think of to learn about romance, wouldn't this be the place? Wouldn't this be the place? Hi, Gwen. How are you?
Hi, Miss Julie. Great to see you today.
You too. You know, it's funny how Facebook is. You feel like you know each other already. Yes. But I'm like, oh, I know you. And I give her a big hug like I know her. But it's so funny. So, Miss Gwen, I wanted to ask. I'm going around town today, and I'm asking some ladies. And it looks like I might even get to ask a guy today. Woo-hoo. About Valentine's Day, right? And so what do you, in your opinion, what do you think is one of the most romantic things a man can do for a woman?
Oh my goodness. Wow. I think that, first of all, he gets up super early, cooks her this amazing breakfast, serves it in bed, has rose petals that is through the house all the way to her car's door. Oh, my goodness. We could just keep going.
Wait a minute. It's getting a little warm in here.
And he's even selected her clothing for the day. Oh, my goodness. How
sweet. Oh, my
gosh.
Could that be kind of scary, though?
It could be scary when you think about that.
You know what? My husband, he would have laid out thigh-high boots and a mini skirt, right? That's what he would do. So, all right, ladies, pay attention to that one.
Okay, well, it just keeps going, And then he calls her boss and asked to secretly let her off for several days. He has her bags packed, and then they're flying to Florida. Oh, my goodness. What else could be greater than that? They get there, and then he gives her this amazing diamond ring, and he says, honey, I would love to marry you all over again.
Oh,
let's go,
my goodness.
Renew our vows. Wow. That would be the most romantic day ever.
I can honestly see, Gwen, why you sell diamond rings in your store. That was amazing. I love it. My husband is my producer, so he'll be hearing this. So, you know, I did ask him once. I said, now, honey, it's our 20th anniversary. Can we go renew our vows? And do you know what he said to me? He said, absolutely not. And I said, why? And he said, because when I said them, I meant them. Right then, I never have to repeat them again. And I said, well, how am I supposed to buy a new dress?
A new ring for me.
Yeah, but I got to say, I'm honestly spoiled. Any day of the week, if I want to come in and get a ring, he would get me a ring. So he's really good that way. But I really, really appreciate your time today. Do you all have any? This is going to air before Valentine's Day, probably the week of. So do you have any specials you want to tell the city of Richmond and Lexington, Waco and Irvine? And, you know, they could even order it online, couldn't they?
We will definitely get them set up. We have the amazing, beautiful two-stone Forever Us rings. They are absolutely gorgeous. So this represents your best friend and your love.
Aw, yes. I love that. All right, well, you heard it here at Gwen's Fine Jewelers. I am so glad that I stopped in, and unfortunately for Gary, he's probably not going to be that happy. Sorry, baby.
It's love month, baby.
You can find the Big Blonde Baby CD at cdbaby.com/CD/JulieTussie2.
Health and beauty are synonymous, and when you find a place that can help you accomplish those two things in your life, you have really found a treasure. The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. You have got to go and enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them that Julie sent you. Beautiful You Medical Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful. I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glam pain.
It's love month, baby.
Sitting here like that, and then there's these magical words, and hopefully that'll get you all relaxed, tingly, and then there's these magical words. I am really excited, but just so you know what you're getting into, I'm going to show you what I've got in store for you. Okay, so here we go. Need to come a little bit closer for that. Wait a second, let me get a little bit closer.
The love doctor is in.
And I'm here with Loretta, who I have seen around town, and we kind of are sort of friends, kind of. Maybe acquaintances. So I'm going to ask Loretta the question. Loretta, what do you think the most romantic thing a man can do for a woman on Valentine's Day is?
Okay, so this is very silly. And my husband did not do this for me on Valentine's Day, but if he had done it on Valentine's Day, I would have been head over heels. He fixed my car.
Oh, my goodness. See, you have it right there. Gentlemen, I hope you are hearing this, because you don't always have to have chocolates, flowers, and diamonds. Right, Loretta?
That's right.
So fix that girl's car, boys. Thank you, Loretta, for helping us.
No problem.
Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you so much for joining us today during Love Month on the Julie Tussie Show. We hope you enjoyed it. Please do share the program with your friends. Of course, we're on iTunes now. Woo woo! And if you have an iPhone, you can find us on iTunes. If you don't have an iPhone, you can find us at libsyn.com. That's libsyn.com. Just search for The Julie Tussie Show. We will post both links on social media. You can find us at facebook.com/ The Julie Tussie Show and link directly to every program. So send your friends and family, your loved ones, your neighbors, even your enemies, send them on over to the Facebook page to find us. Want to thank our supporters so much for throwing in and helping us get the good news out, helping us share Love Month and spreading the joy this month. Want to thank my producer, Gary Tussie. What an amazing job you're doing. I really appreciate you. And I have a Valentine's Day gift for you, baby. This is Julie Tussie telling you that you only get one life. Live it to the fullest.
The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. Enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them Julie sent you. Beautiful You Med Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful. An official sponsor of The Julie Tussie Show. I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampagne.
It's Love Month, baby.
Sitting here like that, and then there's gonna be some actual words, and hopefully that'll get you all relaxed, tingly, and then there's gonna be some actual words. I am really excited, but just so you know what you're getting into, I'm going to show you what I've got in store for you. Okay, so here we go. Needed to come a little bit closer for that. Wait a second, let me get a little bit closer.
Wanted to let you know that you can get your Big Blonde Baby CD today and download it on your phone or your computer. You can get it at cdbaby.com/CD/JulieTussie2. Again, cdbaby.com/CD/JulieTussie2. Thank you so much for your support.
It's Love Month, baby.
Everything about you calls my name. I can tell my life will never be the same. You make my heart go boom. 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 You make my heart go boom.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.